Did you say MLB.com was down?
You know, the Cranes was saying that, and then others were saying the Cubs site was intermittent. So
that's not good timing.
Terrible timing.
The Cubs are playing tonight.
They're not playing tonight.
Oh, tomorrow night. Yeah, sorry. All right, they have a whole day to work on it. Blackhawks tonight, and I heard you say that's intermittent as well.
We were having trouble getting on the Blackhawks site here in the newsroom. Yes.
How about that? This has been a bad day for the internet.
Taxville, man.
I know. If you watched last night's Cubs game, or if you watched the night before's Cubs game, or if you've ever seen a baseball game in your entire life, you probably noticed that umpires don't always get their calls right. Toby Moskowitz joins us right now. Toby is a professor at Yale, and I happened to catch him on an episode of Real Sports with Bryant Gumbel a few weeks ago talking about this exact problem that umpires, like all of us, are flawed, except that their job is to not be flawed. Toby, thank you for being here.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
All right, so let's go through the paces of how I got to be aware of you there on HBO on Real Sports with Bryant Gumbel. HBO asked you to do a study for them, correct?
Yes, I'd done some work on baseball pitches for my research, looking at judgment biases people make. That's sort of one of my areas that I focus on. Mm-hmm. And they had asked me specifically to look at this question of error rates on called pitches in Major League Baseball and calculate a few things. So that's where it started.
All right. So most of the study, if I remember correctly from your report there on Real Sports, was for those pitches that I think most of us refer to as borderline pitches. There's an area within the strike zone that's kind of right on the edge there. That's where the borderline calls are made, and they were messing them up pretty regularly.
Yeah. In fact, what we did was we looked at think of them as the money pitches, right? These are the pitches where the umpires really earn their money. So these are within 2 or 3 inches of the edge of the strike zone on either side. Now, just to be clear, they're not borderline in the sense that, you could call it either way. There's a definite right answer here.
Sure.
But the umpires get it wrong about 1/3 of the time.
Jeez.
1/3 of the time.
Now, in that area.
In last night's game, I don't know if you watched the Cubs-Dodgers game last night, but there were three major calls that were reversed in one game. And then there were plenty of pitches that if you watch the game, you say to yourself, wait a minute, that was 2 inches beyond the strike zone. That was 3 inches high. That was an inch below. But that happened regularly, and that's a playoff game with huge implications.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm a big Cubs fan. How upset were you with that Lester pitch?
Terrible.
I thought ended the inning.
Right.
Oh, God. Yeah, this happens routinely, and the playoffs are no exception. It's heightened there because the stakes are so much higher. But it happens routinely. And look, to be fair, the umpires are the best in the business. This is the best humans can do. It's just that we can't see a 95-mile-an-hour slider on the corner of the strike zone and judge in an instant whether it was to the right or to the left of the edge of that strike zone. It's really hard to do. Machines can do it so much better.
Will we ever get to machines calling a game?
Oh, this is the golden question. This is the best question of all, isn't it?
It is. It's funny. It sort of depends on what your objective is, right? I mean, if your goal is to get the right answer, there's no question you should go to the technology. We do it in tennis. We've let, even in baseball, which is historically just not embraced progress in technology, they've still made advances, right? We didn't used to use batting helmets. We learned that was probably a bad idea, right? So, let's embrace it. On the other hand, it's going to take a while. Technology's there. The irony is Major League Baseball uses it to train their umpires, but they won't use it during a game. And you don't even have to use instant replay. It could literally just call the pitches in real time. It would be useful to the umpire would still manage the game, but he wouldn't have to worry about whether that pitch was a ball or a strike. You would get a much more accurate picture of it.
Baseball purists say if you do that, it takes the human element out of the game out. Do you think that's the case?
Well, it takes the human error out of the game. And I think what's problematic with it is if it were just error, where there's no bias towards one team or one type of player, you could argue, okay, that's fine. Maybe we like that. But the thing is, these are predictable. Some of the research I've done, which I didn't even get into with HBO, is that it varies by pitch count in a predictable way. It varies by the type of batter. It varies by the home team gets their more than their fair share of biased calls in their favor versus the away team. So when you start adding it up, it's not just that it's error. These are just mistakes. They're biased. They favor certain types of players and certain types of teams and certain types of situations. And I think that makes it a bit problematic.
Forgive me for not knowing this, but does like a home team, they don't pick their umpire, do they?
No.
So why are they biased to the home team? Just because they're feeling, hey, we'll let the home team win?
Not at all. I think it's a natural condition of human psychology, something called social influence. Imagine imagine a 95-mile-an-hour pitch with a bunch of spin just lands on the corner of the strike zone. You've got a split second to determine whether it was a ball or a strike, and 40,000 fans are darn sure which way it should go.
Oh,
it tends to influence your perception. That's basically what happens.
That is really interesting.
They said something in the report, again, on Real Sports with Bryant Gumbel on HBO. They were saying that it's human nature to want to kind of be accepted by the group around you, you
it
know,
makes
the fans.
Sense.
So do you want 40,000 people mad at you, or do you want 40,000 people cheering the fact that you called that a strike, you know?
And even if you don't care about that, I think sometimes these guys just don't know, right? Imagine, you know, the pitch came across the plate, and you really don't know if it's a ball or a strike, but you hear the crowd roar, they saw it, and you sort of think, you know, maybe they saw it better than I did at that moment, right? I mean,
yeah.
You can't do that when you're umping a game.
But they do it.
I guess.
I think they do. It just, you know, there's been some really cool studies that have looked at this. You see the same thing in soccer. And one experiment had a bunch of soccer referees where they had them look at tackled calls and call them one way or the other.
Yeah.
And they showed them to these guys with and without the volume. So you could hear, in one case, you could hear the crowd, in another, you couldn't. When you couldn't hear the crowd, they tended to call them evenly.
Oh, wow.
That was kind of neat, I thought. And then when you could hear the crowd, they tend to be very biased towards what the crowd thought in terms of the tackle. So,
Toby Moskowitz is our guest. Professor at Yale just did this great study. HBO asked him to do it about the accuracy of umpires. We're getting some calls in at 312-981-7200. We'll take a quick break. We'll get to your calls and your thoughts. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
All right, we are talking. I am sorry I didn't see this.
You got to see it on Real Sports with Bryant Gumbel on HBO. It's tremendous. Toby Moskowitz is our guest, a professor at Yale, who did this great study about the accuracy, or I should say inaccuracy, of umpires getting, is this possible, only about 88% of the calls correct. That seems like not enough to me.
Yeah, and look, and to be fair, they've improved over time. It used to be in the lower 80s. And what's ironic is they've improved because Major League Baseball uses the technology to train them, but then won't use the technology to actually get it right.
Yep.
So it's a weird thing. So,
all right, Al has called and wants to talk to you. Al, this is Toby Moskowitz. You had a question?
Yes, Toby. I love what you're trying to do here in terms of the data, but let me ask you this. You know, I watch the strikes, as Bill and Wendy have talked about, it appears to be a strike or it's not, based on the replay. But the question I have for you, in your research, have you noticed any higher percentage of mistakes based on when the umpire is in the slot? And what I mean by that is when the umpire is in the slot. And that's when he's in a position between the catcher and the batter, and he's trying to make a call on the outside part of the plate. I've seen consistently the last 20, 30 years, more than half the time they don't get that call right because physically they can't see that pitch. You follow me?
Yeah, I do. That's an interesting statement. I have not looked at that per se. I've heard that before, and in fact, some umpires, anonymously at least, will tell you that it's true. Those are just harder to call. The closest thing that's related to that I have looked at is you do find that the calls are a little worse for left-handed hitters than they are for right-handed hitters, a little worse in the sense they make more errors. And one of the reasons is that because the majority of hitters bat right-handed, the umpires sometimes don't realign their position to get a better look. And so you see a little bit of that, but not exactly the thing that you're looking at. But we don't have measurements on where the umpire lines up, but it'd be very easy to do if you went back and looked at film.
Well, one other quick question. A lot of times, like a pitcher like John Lester, when the ball will cross over the plate, almost like diagonally, it seems like the umpire is making that call based on the final location of the ball versus where it crosses the plate. How do the umpires, if you talk to them, how do they reconcile that to make a ball or strike call?
I think it's very difficult, right? The human eye doesn't work at those kinds of speeds. This is where the machine, you know, it's impossible to think that a human can do better than a machine on these kinds of things, right? So on this dimension, the one you're mentioning here, a machine which can measure can measure where the ball is, you know, at every instance, every millisecond, in three dimensions, you can get this very, very accurate. We can't do that. So I think a lot of it is based on experience with the umps. I think they have a feel for it. And, you know, the problem is, too, I've talked to players about this. They'll say to you, look, we're okay with umpire mistakes. We just care more about umpire consistency. But at least the data we've looked at, they not only make mistakes, they tend to be inconsistent in those mistakes. So they don't always call it the same way every time either. That's maybe a bigger problem from the player's perspective.
Al, thank you for calling. Have a great weekend.
Sure.
Go Cubs.
You did.
I said it.
You did say it. And you didn't flinch.
I didn't.
Toby, here's what I love. I love everything about this study. We all knew that these guys weren't getting 100% of the calls accurate, but we didn't know exactly what number. But you pointed out in no uncertain terms. The umpires, on the other hand, didn't seem that thrilled with the results of your study, did they?
Well, you wouldn't expect them to be.
No.
And by the way, you know, I just want to be, you know, they do a tremendous job.
Sure.
It just shows you the limitations of what humans can do on something that's very difficult to do.
Right.
So, you know, I think that's the issue. It's like I said on the show, if we didn't have an alternative, this would be the best. These guys are the best in the business.
Yeah.
And we got to live with it. But when there's such a viable alternative, why not use it? That's the question, I think.
So in this other scenario where they would use kind of a computer, the umpires would still be there, but they would have some sort of a messaging device where whoever's charting the game, watching the game, would signal them somehow that was a ball, that was a strike, and they would just announce it. They would still be there, just not making those calls, right?
That's right. I mean, think of it as a tool. You still need the home plate umpire. And by the way, the home plate umpire now is freed up a little bit to manage the game better, perhaps, and to
agreed.
Do some other things. So, you know, I think there could be a benefit. And this is a tool. It just helps them make more accurate calls. Most of the time they're going to make the calls themselves, but wouldn't it be great if in their ear they had a signal or some other sightline signal that said, hey, that really was a strike according to the measurements of the computer. It just gives them more information. You know, tennis has adopted this, and it's been tremendous.
Yeah.
All right, why don't they just have the home plate ump sitting there watching a television broadcast of it in, you know, live time, like a closed circuit, seriously,
right.
And just be on the loudspeaker and call
well,
it that way?
That's kind of what we're almost what we're talking about. Not with a TV, but with that signal, right?
That's right. In fact, on the show, they did it, right? Eric Burns,
yeah.
On the game himself, using the technology. It was seamless.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it was great. And he was able to do all kinds of other things, like manage the game and do all of the things that you need an umpire to do.
You know, last night, again, so much at stake. It's game five of an NLCS series, and you saw so many calls because now they've got that computer graphic that we can watch at home that shows the exact strike zone, and then there are balls that miss it by quite a bit, and the umpires called them wrong, and you think, boy, my team could miss out on a chance to go to the World Series because that umpire missed a ball and strike call. It shouldn't be that way.
No, that's right. And you asked me earlier, you know, will Major League Baseball adopt this? Unfortunately, what typically happens is it's going to take some egregious error that you know changes the dynamics of the, or maybe even changes the entire outcome of the series before enough uproar is out there that people adopt this. So, you know, you don't want to ever see that, but that's typically what happens, right? They don't adopt these things until there's some you know really public error that causes a problem.
The umpires hate you though, don't they?
Hate's a strong word.
That I don't know. I mean, you know, like I said, my view is this is a tool that can make their jobs better.
Yeah, it is.
Trying to take a job away from them.
Right.
So
what do you
know, I get the pushback, but I think it helps them.
What are you working on now?
So sports wise or just in general?
In general.
I assume in general, so, you know, a lot of what I do, I'm a professor of economics and finance. I study stock markets and things of that nature. But a lot of what I do is look at decision making. And sports is a great place to look at that. So I'm looking at more, you know, sports related type of of decision making. Not so much related to umpires. I don't need to, you know, go to that well. But decisions that coaches make and other things. And I try to tie these things back to business. So, you know, a lot of the way that sports organizations are run, you see some businesses run the same way, and there's some interesting aspects to that. Other than that, you know, thinking about the economy, right, and what we can do to improve it.
Good.
that's always part of it.
Excellent.
Do you have a particular candidate running for president who you think is going to help the economy more than the other one, or do you not want to answer that?
I'm not going to touch that one.
That one's too close to call.
Yeah, that is.
The only thing I'll say is I think, you know, presidents typically don't have that much influence on the economy. That's both good and bad news.
Absolutely.
Tubby, you did a bang-up job with this. And again, if people haven't seen it, it's on Real Sports on HBO with Brian Gumbel talking about the accuracy and inaccuracy of the umpires in Major League Baseball. Great work and fun talking to you. Thanks so much, Tubby. Appreciate it.
Oh, thanks for having me.
All right,
thanks,
take
Tubby.
Care. We'll take a quick break. Steve has the news, and then there's more show coming your way. It's Bill Leff and Wendy Snyder on WGN.